The Inner Cry, Part 11. We know that to progress in the spiritual life, we need self-discipline. How and where can we find this self-discipline? Sri Chinmoy writes, "A disciplined life can come from only one thing, and that is aspiration, our inner cry. At any hour, that inner cry reaches God, and God is bound to fulfill that inner cry. If one wants to discipline himself, if one is dissatisfied with his loose life, and if he feels that from a disciplined life he can have realization, he can have real fulfillment, perfection and satisfaction, then God is bound to help that particular sincere seeker. If there is an inner cry, then nothing on earth can be denied. No fulfillment can be denied to an individual who has an inner cry. We cry as human beings for name and fame, for many things. But we do not cry for the one thing which is of paramount importance, and that is God's inner wealth. What is that inner wealth? His inner wealth is divine fulfillment, divine perfection. We are all imperfect. No human being is perfect, no. But again, our aim is to be perfectly perfect. This perfect perfection can only come from self-discipline. God is already, he is more than eager to offer his perfect perfection. But for that perfect perfection, we have to grow into a mounting cry, which we call aspiration, constant aspiration. When this flame of aspiration rises towards the highest, it illumines everything around it, which is dark. Then the higher it goes, the greater and more fulfilling is our manifestation. With our inner cry, we can have a self-disciplined life. With self-discipline, we can get the inner wealth of self-discovery. Self-discipline is the precursor of self-discovery. Self-discovery is the harbinger of God manifestation. Sri Chinmoy.